know, there are a lot of people that do fantasize, you know, what would life be like without so-and-so in my life? You know, now, I don't know if that means putting so-and-so on a train, you never see them again, right? Or you get on a train, and you never see them again. But you see, there is this sort of dark realm that many people do not want to admit, where they sort of fantasize about things. And they sort of plot in their mind, and if they thought they could maybe get away with something, they might even entertain in a much more serious fashion something quite horrific and, you know, quite, you know, scary, like maybe removing someone from their life, if you know what I mean. Hitchcock's movies are all about this. You see, they become, these characters become our substitutes. You know, they are our, you know, surrogates for these sort of unsort of examined, but, you know, without us really being conscious of it, sort of daydreams that we've had where, yes, if we could just get rid of whatever. And, I mean, that's what makes him, I think, so frightening. And that's why it's so... Because why would you go to movie after movie where all these people get murdered? Now, in the longer version, there is Mr. and Mrs. Smith. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Have you seen that with Carol Lombard?
Yes.
And Robert Montgomery,
yeah.
Who's, yeah, Elizabeth Montgomery's father. Anyway, I actually love that movie, but I mean, especially the scene in the nightclub. You know what I mean? And I show that sequence, and I mean, he really could make comedies. I mean, this guy obviously could do whatever he wanted. But that was not really where his, you know, where his heart, where his passions, you know, really resided. They were, you know, in the world of suspense and in murder and everything else. But, you know, he was obviously someone who could do it all. But I do think, you see, what made him great is that he was able to articulate on the screen over and over again the kind of secret fantasy lives of many of the audience members that attended his films. And so they actually transferred that sort of desire they never wanted to really, really fully articulate. And there it was working out on the screen. It became entertainment for them, because I would think that after a while people would say, you know, there's just so much murder. There's just so much. I mean, I can't go to see that guy. He's just too depressing. But no. I mean, the more murder, the more threat to, you know, someone, the more his movies were attended.